most certainly. I want to see government money directed in the direction and support of the Lean and Pier area. This week I was delighted to welcome developments in, at and around Orris, where the council worked and delivered excellent road conditions from Gidbout towards the Leenan area and Beach Car Park. But I'm very concerned about the livelihood and the protection and safety of those who fish in, at and around Leenan. And when conditions are against them, they cannot moor their boats in at the harbour area or the pier area. They must then go out and moor out in the open water. If anything should happen, their boats out there, they are uninsured. Their last resort then is to move and seek refuge and protection in the marina at Fawn. That's also a cost of nature. So really, I believe the council, and I've asked that any capital applications now going forward from Lifford to the government, they must and they should include developments to allow mooring, safety mooring at Leenan.
You're also highlighting the tourism potential to that area as well.
Yes, Ballyliffin's a household name. It has its beaches, it has its golf club. We come out in through Clonmany and Strayed Church and St. Columba's Church and the heritage that's there out at the Strayed. And then we move in from Glenavon and the Glenavon walks and the developments and contribution made by the Ballyliffin and Orris Development Group. They have significantly contributed and developed for the local area, but also as an area to visit when you're doing your Wild Atlantic Way trips. And on days like this, I'm glad to see that the council and the local community working hand in glove, delivering for the local people. And the local people out there deserve merit, reward, and a deep gratitude for the efforts they're putting in for promoting tourism in the Ballyliffin, Clonmany and Orris area.